When Charles M. Schulz, the creator of Peanuts, died in 2000, he was the 20th century's favorite and most highly respected cartoonist. Schulz has had several biographies written about him, but now a new book brings together his own writings, some previously unpublished. The writings reveal him to be a dedicated artist and an opinionated man behind the genial persona. Artwork's Adam Schwartz spoke with comics scholar M. Thomas Inge, editor of My Life with Charlie Brown.
I think I need help. Everything I do turns to failure. I guess you know I've never succeeded at anything in my whole life.
Charlie Brown may never have succeeded at anything in his life, but the creator of Peanuts, Charles M. Schulz, was the most successful comic strip artist of his time. Now, a new collection of Schulz's own writings show that he was an insightful prose writer as well. The articles, speeches, and unpublished essays by Schulz have been collected in the book My Life with Charlie Brown. The book's publication is perfect timing for the Schulz family. It comes on the heels of a recent Schulz biography that portrays the cartoonist as a profoundly unhappy man. Schulz's widow, Jean, and his children disputed that view. Thus, they were pleased with the publication of Schulz's own writings, in which he comes across as a well-adjusted man who dealt with his sorrows by turning them into art.
It does show him to be a lot more cheerful person than the biography did.
Comic scholar M. Thomas Inge is the editor of My Life with Charlie Brown.
The biography came out with the idea that he was clinically depressed, and clearly depression is a part of his personal makeup, but so is it a part of all of our makeup. And so I'm not sure he was any more depressed or less depressed than others.
Schulz's writings reveal how he transferred his disappointments to the characters of Peanuts. A rejection by a girl he loved turned into Charlie Brown's unrequited love for the little red-haired girl.
Charlie Brown, in many ways, is Charles Schulz. And so by investing Charlie Brown with these first same problems, he was able to deal with them and put them in a comic context. You know, he said that it's out of sadness that humor comes. Funny things you can't use in the strip, but sad things you can.
Drawing a daily comic strip, Schulz writes, is not unlike having an English theme hanging over your head every day for the rest of your life. Schulz was a dedicated worker who took only one vacation during the half century he created Peanuts. Schulz was motivated, says Inge, by a sense of obligation to his readers.
It's this firm dedication. He felt like you owed something to your readers. And when cartoonists began to take vacations, Trudeau did, Gary Larson did from The Far Side, Waterson did. He thoroughly disapproved of that. He says, no, you owe it to your readers to be there every day with that strip, and you must not let anything stand in your way. So for slightly under 50 years, he did that every day of his life. That kind of dedication, you know, means that your heart and soul belongs to the work.
Once Peanuts had achieved its great fame, Schulz could have handed off the duties of writing and drawing the strip to others. It's a common practice, says Inge. He notes that Jim Davis has not drawn Garfield for years, and that Al Capp handed over the reins of Little Abner to others.
Lots of cartoonists were famous for not doing their work. That was sort of considered the ideal. You know, get a good property, hire the people to draw it, and then, you know, you pull in the money and handle the merchandising.
Yet Schulz created the strip himself every day for 50 years. And he decided with his children that after his death, no one would continue it. According to Inge, it was a matter of integrity.
For one thing, saw this as a discipline and put himself at the drawing board every day of his life, and took great pride in the fact that he did every part of it. He was an auteur. He did it all himself, and he created the plot, sketched it out, wrote in the words, did the inking and everything, and there was integrity in that that he admired.
What emerges from My Life with Charlie Brown is that Charles M. Schulz was not depressed, but rather deeply in touch with the human condition. He turned his pain into comic strip gold that had us laughing for half a century. and still does. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Adam Schwartz.